Good morning, friends. This is Bob Anthony.
And this is Mary Jane Johnson.
With your faultless start show. Absolutely faultless.
It's absolutely faultless.
It's absolutely faultless. That good old faultless start. Welcome to Faultless Starch Time with Bob Atcher, Mary Jane Johnson, the Hometowners, Jane, Larry, Kenny, Earl, and Dwayne, and all your best loved songs brought to you by an old friend, Faultless Starch.
It's absolutely faultless, that good old faultless starch.
And now here he is, that lively young man with the big guitar and the faultless way with a tune, Bob Atcher.
Why, thank you, Bill Grisky, and howdy to all you good friends out there. Mary Jane and I sure are happy to meet you, and we think we've got songs to prove it. Right, Mary Jane?
That's right, Bob. And you know, I think a real nice way to get things started is for you to sing a little tune called Detour.
Well, I don't like detours much when I'm driving my old jalopy, but a detour like this one's another story.
Headed down life's crooked road, lots of things I never know. Cause me not knowing I now find trouble got in the trail. Spent the next 5 years in jail. Should have read the detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind to what it said. Detour, oh, these bitter things I find. Should have read that detour sign. All right, gang. Got right to the place where it said about face. I thought that all my worries were behind. But the farther I go, the more sorrow I know. Should have read the detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, ain't no mind what it said. Detour, oh, these bitter things I find. Should have read the detour sign.
Hey, Bob, you and that guitar of yours just took that detour like it was a main highway.
Oh, well, Mary Jane, you know what the songwriter said? He said the long, long road is a sight less trouble if you get you a gal and travel double.
Meaning just what, Bob?
Well, meaning this next one's a lot more fun for a couple to sing instead of all by yourself. Wouldn't you like to join me?
Well, I sure wouldn't like not to.
Well, then we'll make it half as much.
Fine.
If you love me half as much as I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only build me up to let me down. If you miss me half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't say
absolutely faultless. And you'll take new pride in your family's clothes the day you use faultless starch. There's no starch stiffness, no starch specks or globs to mar the beauty of your ironing.
That's right. Faultless starch penetrates. It restores the body and beauty to all of your children's clothes, your men's shirts, your wash dresses and blouses, too. Tablecloths and napkins have the luster and finish of heavy damask. Window curtains look pert, crisp and fresh again.
Mm-hmm. And work clothes and play clothes stay clean longer and wash clean easier. Yes, you'll be proud of your family's wash when you use good old faultless starch. It's absolutely faultless.
It's absolutely faultless.
It's absolutely faultless, that good old faultless starch.
So get faultless starch at your favorite grocery store, friends. Look for the pure white box with the big red star. That's faultless starch. Faultless starch has been granted the Good Housekeeping Seal.
Now, here's Mary Jane with a real tricky song and a mighty pretty yodel.
Oh, Lordy. I'm riding with my love beside me, just as happy as can be. He whispered, won't you marry me? I blushed and said, oh, yes, sirree. We've got a date with Parson Jones right down across the railroad track. I can't wait until he ties the knot and we'll be riding back. And oh, how happy we will be, 'cause I love him and he loves me.
But I'll tell you, Mary Jane, I don't know when I've heard a prettier yodel. What's your secret?
Well, there's really no secret, Bob. But to feel real much like yodeling, you have to be in good spirit.
Well, say, do you think all our lady friends would have the right spirit to yodel on ironing day?
Well, once upon a time, maybe not. But now they can iron clothes starched with faultless starch. Why, Bob, ironing day is just another happy yodeling day, then.
Ah, Mary Jane, I sure think you've got the faultless answer to that one.
And you know what I think, Bob?
What?
I think it's just about hymn time.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And say, folks, we have chosen the very beautiful It Is No Secret.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you.
It is no secret. A beautiful thought for a beautiful morning. And they don't come any prettier than this one, do they? No, indeed. Say, lady, you know that next wash day when you make hot, faultless starch, you can bottle some of it for use between wash days.
Yes, ma'am, you can. And it'll cost you less than 1 cent a quart, instead of around 25 cents a quart for the store kind. And, friends, this faultless starch you bottle at home is better than any you buy at the store. Better because it contains no preservatives to turn yellow on your clothes after ironing. Store-purchased bottled starch has to have preservatives to keep on the shelf. Now, Mary Jane, suppose you tell folks how to make their own bottled starch when they make regular faultless hot starch on wash day.
Sure, it's easy, Bob. You just mix 1/2 cup of faultless starch with 1 cup of cool water until smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Then add this to 2 quarts of boiling water while stirring and boil 1 full minute.
And this keeps the starch from separating.
That's right. Now add 1 quart of hot water from the faucet. This keeps the scum from forming. Now you simply pour the starch you want to save for later use into a clean quart bottle that can be covered. Put the lids on, let cool, and store in the refrigerator.
And this starch will be ready to use any time within 10 days.
Isn't that easy, Bob?
It sure is, Mary Jane. And, of course, you use the rest of the starch that wash day.
That's right. It's perfect heavy medium starch, too. All you do is just simply dilute it to suit your own starching needs.
Ladies, Mary Jane has told you how to make a better bottled starch for in-between use. When you make your regular hot, faultless starch on wash day, a better starch because it contains iron and aids to make ironing smooth and easy. A joy, not a job. And better, too, because it contains no preservatives to turn yellow after ironing. And remember, you make your own faultless bottled starch for less than 1 cent a quart. So instead of expensive bottled starch at your grocery store, get faultless starch in the crisp white box with the big red star and the good housekeeping seal. That's faultless starch.
Yes, ma'am. And friends, you know it's a wonderful bright Sunday in October and high time for a gay time down on the bayou. All right, bayou, Mary Jane?
All right, Bumpy.
Well, let's go down to the bayou with Jambalaya.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the biro down the bayou. My Yvonne, sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, the crawfish pie, the Bailey gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete meal. Big guitar, Bill Brujar, and be gay oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Is buzzing. Kin folks come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style, go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, the crawfish pie, the billy gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete mio. Big guitar, Bill Brujar, and big gay oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Uh-huh. Hey, Bob, Mary Jane.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if I can step in here for just a moment, huh?
Oh, now, Bill, you just make out as if that microphone belonged to just you.
Mighty generous of you, Robert. Ladies, a few minutes ago, Mary Jane told you how to make a better bottled starch with good old faultless starch for less than a penny a quart. Now, if you didn't happen to hear it all and you would like the directions sent to you, simply address a postcard or letter to Mary Jane Johnson in care of the NBC stations you're listening to right now. And we'll send you the directions for making a better bottled starch with good old faultless starch for less than a penny a quart.
It's absolutely faultless.
It's absolutely faultless.
It's absolutely faultless, that good old faultless starch.
Speaking for the hometowners, that's Jane, Larry, Earl, Kenny, and Dwayne. This is Bob Atcher saying goodbye until next Sunday, round about this same time. And here's pretty Mary Jane Johnson to say
goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to Faultless Starch Time, brought to you by Faultless Starch, the perfect hot laundry starch that's made in barely a minute. Listen in next Sunday at this same time when Mary Jane Johnson and Bob Atcher return with more of your favorite song. Faultless Starch Time came to you from Chicago. Your announcer, Bill Grisby.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.